Welcome to Acnic Commentary, and today where we use our perspective on talking about random episodes that we created in the home of Anchor.fm. Welcome to Acnic Commentary. Now, I just made my second channel called Acnic 2. I know YouTubers usually make their own second channel, so I decided to do that. And it's basically going to have, like, DVD bonus stuff and stuff like that. So that I'm doing this so that way I can put them on my DVD, and that way people will understand it. But I have recently gotten some heads turned. I started my thing like yesterday, and of course I only have one subscriber, and that subscriber is me. So I did put my bonus stuff in, the deleted scenes in the channel trailer. Now, what are we going to do for this round? So hey guys, I told you about my rap music collection. I'm deciding to release two new albums in 2022. So I'm going to tell you those right now. And if you really, and I'll just, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Just deal with it. Anyways, so there's gonna be two parts of this. It's called OAWTB. No, OAWTB. Yeah, there we go. It stands for one album with two parts, part one and part two. So we're going to go over the things that is going to be in part one. Part two, I will be making CDs for them. So if, and they might get sent over some places. So if you want one, then I'll probably get to yours. Unless you want it. If I know where you live, I'll give it to y'all. Or I'll send it in the mail or something. I don't know, man. I'll figure it out sometime. So anyway, here's my first song on the album. It's Rap Music Sucks Demo. That's right, I made a demo for Rap Music Sucks that actually failed, but I actually wanted to just, like, tell you about it because... it's just getting me overboard. So, I mean, come on. And there's also I kind of forgot the list for it, but I'm going to show you the things I will remember. In the one album with two parts. So there's going to be I'm going to be making, like, remixes for Aaron Martin's Ball. And perhaps it might get sent over to Spotify or anything like that. We're all having a competition to actually see who... We're trying to all make a remix of the song Ball feat by Aaron Martin. And whoever wins actually gets it sent over to their record. And it might get on all these things. So, I mean... I like that idea. I made one myself. I don't really think it's good enough, so I'm probably going to remake it. But Aaron Martin's got this cool style. And I'm also doing next... So, it's one of my bonus tracks. And the other bonus track is... is Becky G's song, Next to You. And... by me, featuring Ruse. How do you pronounce that word, me? I don't remember. Rushan? Okay, it's Rushan.
RBS Sean.
Oh, it's RVS Sean. Okay, so I'm also featured. It's a remix of Next to You by Becky G and Digital Farm Animals featuring me and RVS Sean.
so it's very nice. And that's pretty much all the bonus tracks in that album. I mean, come on. They're all remixes. I remixed too. And what else? Oh yeah, there's Something's Gonna Change by me featuring Dylan Francis and Dior Ghetto. I mean, it's a very good song you can listen to while you're sleeping. But yeah, they're alright. They're not the best people in my case, but they're like, I don't know how to explain. Fine. So yeah, thanks Dior Ghetto and Dylan Francis for that. And next up, we also have a part of my own number two. Yes, there is going to be a part of my own number two featuring Petite Biscuit. And I'm not lying to you all. I mean, there's going to be such thing. And I think this time, instead of the bridge, Petite Biscuit will take over the second verse. So that's very thoughtful, because I decided to do that. And I think the song altogether would kind of sound similar. Thanks again to Mo and Petite Biscuit for that help. I'm still thinking of what there is. I got my Rap Music Sucks demo. Oh yeah, right. I got my, my a cappella song, No No. I mean, I kind of made an a cappella song that is kind of just dumb. I mean, I don't like it, but it's okay because an a cappella song is kind of successful. I made a whole a cappella song by myself. Now, how is this possible? Because I can do several voice recordings in one sitting, and I think it's going to actually combine together to make an a cappella. There's going to be a Greatest featuring Simba Selassie demo again, because I thought it would be cool to actually have one, because there was another version of the song that I kind of unreleased. And I have unreleased songs, so if you ever want to see them, go ahead. And I'll probably send a link to where Music Maker Jam is. You can just download the app, and then you can find my profile and listen to the unreleased songs. Because the unreleased songs are going to be on Music Maker Jam, but my other stuff will be on YouTube. But you all understand. And okay, so we're getting some more down, Pat. Next up is Siri featuring Jeffrey Richard. Okay, this song was kind of, I don't really like the song, but if you must know what it's about, it's basically about Duh, Siri. According to the lyrics, it is saying, Siri is a joke, don't get me wrong. Maybe I'm thinking it's please sing along. I made the song with Jeffrey Richard because he wanted to be featured in a new song, and he suggested the title, just like Mickey Madden when he suggested Lady Killer for Maroon 5. And in other album, thing is going to be Christmas Time. There's a demo version of this I'm putting in there because I thought it would be cool. It's like Songs About Jane, the 10th anniversary edition. So Christmas Time. I tried making this one all night long and it was completely finished at long last. I mean, not that I already think that this song didn't feel right. So I made a pre-recording of the song, like a demo version. It was way too long. But now that I made a final recording, I uploaded it and I think it was better. Next up is Wonder Why by T-Rex, by me featuring T-Rex. I don't think this is actually enough because T-Rex didn't do much. He just made the whole music thing. It kind of started, he just made the music instrumental. And I mean, Wonder Why is kind of cool. It's not my favorite, but it's all right. I think I'm gonna put the songs that I've made in my other album and put them in here. So What's the Big Deal Man featuring Dan Reynolds and Louis Hill. This was recorded in Youngstown. I think I told you that already in the last episode dealing with What's the Big Deal Man, but that's gonna go on my other album. And speaking of that song, I am going to be making a second version. That's right, it's gonna be What's Your Problem Man featuring Imagine Dragons and Louis Hill. And it's going to be recorded in the exact same spot. Seriously, I'm not making this up. I'm doing this for just like, you know, just to make them feel more special. I think they are, but they just haven't gotten the chance to tell me that. The next one is Really Matters. So this is a jazz song. If you're familiar with jazz, and I like jazz too, but let's go more about this. Now, I don't have that much time left, so I'm just going to tell you a short story about it. So Stark Norton, the multi-instrumentalist of the band, was thinking of a song that would give people slow dance but in a fast way. So when I saw Spokane O'Connor and Stark messing around, I came in and said, hey, that's pretty good. We should make it like a fast hit for Frank Sinatra. And after a while, we kind of recorded it in Geneva on the lake. And we had Joe Reason's star attack the guitar solo and the saxophone solo. It's a very nice song. I recommend it. So that's all the time we have for today. Just tune in tomorrow for more, or perhaps find the other episode that I'm going to release in a couple of hours. I don't really know. So anyways, that's all I'm going to tell you right now. See ya.